right. So now you went to work for General Trudeau, and this is where things begin to get interesting for you.
Yes.
At this point, again, you had never laid hands on anything extraterrestrial, probably hadn't seen a UFO or anything else. In other words, you were not any sort of ufologist or even interested.
No, I saw a body at Fort Riley, Kansas, but I put that out of my mind until I could corroborate information, like in intelligence, and prove it. And later I had, there were some experiences that happened. My radars were picking up objects at White Sands when I commanded the range battalion, traveled 3,000 or 4,000 miles an hour.
I guess that we'd better back up then. If you saw a body at Fort Riley, Texas, tell my audience...
Kansas.
Tell my audience that story.
Well, what it was, I was appointed one night post-duty officer. Actually, lately there have been some criticisms. They said that the security was lax at Fort Riley if I did that. But I was the security officer that night, or the post-duty officer. And people know the Army know that when you're appointed post-duty officer, you're responsible for all the guards and security all that night on the post.
Why would anybody criticize that? I was in the Air Force, Colonel, and I remember that most all bases had an on-duty officer for the nighttime.
Well, the critics didn't know this. They weren't in the Army. And really, that night, I was a security. And when I went down, one of my sergeants, Mr. Sergeant I knew well, was sergeant of the guard in the because we had horses in the area, the veterinarian area. And he's five... I think it was five of them, yes. There was five boxes there that looked like caskets. And I went on in the room, because I was a security officer, I had to go inspect it. They told me it was sensitive cargo there. It come by truck.
Was it in transit, or was
it
that...
It was in transit.
It was in transit, all right.
I'll tell you how I knew that. Now, I went in and I picked up the tarp, and I saw this body. Of course, I turned a little bit. At first, I thought it was a young, you know, baby or something. Then I got a little bit turned, like you do in combat, you know, when something like that happens, your stomach gets upset, but you recover fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I told the sergeant, "Sergeant, get out of here, because since it's a I don't want you in trouble. Go out to your post, and I'll be out in a second." I put the carpet back down, tarp. Now, this only lasted 10 or 15 seconds.
And what do you recall seeing? You say you saw a body, Colonel.
I saw an extraterrestrial, skinny arms, skinny legs, under 5 feet, had a fairly large head, not large, but compared to the body, it was large, and the eyes, they were slanted eyes, no nose, no mouth, no ears. And it was floating in some liquid, and it was a gray color. And that's what I saw. Then I immediately dismissed it. I figured, I don't know what it is until I can corroborate, like an intelligence, maybe in the later. And later on, I was able to prove what it was.
Do you know what that liquid was?
No, I had no idea.
Uh-huh. And you say there were a total of five. Is that correct? Five caskets or five, if that's what you want to call them?
No, they were crates-like. But
crates.
They had a liquid in them. The thing was floating in some sort of liquid.
Okay, what date was this, as best you can recall?
It was Fort Riley, Kansas.
And the date?
1947. It was in July.
July.
Because I went to Fort Riley, Kansas. I was stationed out there with garrison duty. We had an intelligence aggressor force we were setting up. The military, and we were writing courses for intelligence. And I joined the Department of Non-Resident Instruction at Fort Riley, Kansas.
All right. Since you're an eyewitness to this, and you're now 82 years old, is that correct?
82.
It's very, very important that we be very clear about what you saw there. This is a very key point, I believe. The Air Force, as you well know, had a news conference and said, well, they were dummies. Now, is there any chance that what you saw, and in fact, as you know, the Air Force at their news conference showed these dummies that they dropped in later years, 1953, actually. But even if they had dropped them in 1947, they might have. Could you have been looking at a dummy, a non-being?
You know, I told people in late interviews that I will not criticize the system service, and I won't. Because I fought in Korea with them, and I have a lot of friends in the Air Force, but their superiors I will criticize. There was no question in my mind what it was. I know the difference between a body like that I saw there and a dummy. or even a monkey, like some said. And then they've even come forth and said maybe it was Japanese in that balloon. I don't know where they get these stories or why they make them up. It's beyond comprehension to me. They don't have to do this.
So you saw a creature. There's no question about it.
Yes.
I take it, Colonel, you saw the Air Force's news conference, correct?
Yes.
And you saw the dummies that they showed that were dropped, correct?
Impossibility.
And that is not what was in that...
No chance.
No chance. All right. Do you know where these bodies were next headed?
Yes, I do know. I asked, when I came out, I asked the sergeants on the guard that night.
Right.
I asked, and they said, we talked to the drivers. It came from an air base in New Mexico. There were five trucks. Mm-hmm. And they were heading for Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. The boys, they had a driver and a co-driver, each truck. And the soldiers told the sergeants that. And they reported that back to me. It was on its way. And remember, in those days, about one of the only cross-country roads was Route 40. And
right.
They were coming through Route 40.
Right.
And they were heading for the Air Force Base in Ohio, Wright-Patterson. And the soldiers told them that. That's where they were going.
All right. Do you think that anybody else, the soldiers accompanying these caskets or whatever they were, also saw these beings?
Well, the sergeant did that I was with, that came in with me. And then I told him to get out because it was sensitive.
Where is that sergeant?
I can't answer that.
Okay, where is that sergeant now, do you know?
It's been 50 years, Art. I don't know. I wish I did know.
Okay.
Because he was a good boy, you know.
Well, he may be
a master sergeant.
A master sergeant at that time.
Yes.
So he may or may not still be with us.
That, Art, I can't answer. I don't know.
All right. So there you saw it. You saw this body, and then what?
Then I sort of forgot about it. And then when I became the missile commander at the range in New Mexico, I start picking up these objects traveling 3,000 and 4,000 miles an hour. And I start checking that, and our headquarters didn't want to be informed, so I didn't say much.
They didn't want to be informed?
No. I send one forward. See, on the Nike system, I had tapes. They looked like a lie detector thing. And that gave the entire firing sequence. So when one of these events happened, I would call the battery and said, send me the tapes. And this showed if it was true or not. And they actually were accurate. And later I discussed this with the radar people. And then when I went to Germany, I was picking up, every once in a while, I'd pick up an object over there going 3,000 or 4,000 miles an hour.
And nobody wanted to hear about it?
No, our headquarters, when I sent them the first report, they said, we're not interested, forget it. So I promptly forgot it, and I didn't report it any longer.